Hey, school success makers. Welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and today we're going to do something new that we've actually never done before. We're going to try it out and see, let's just see how it goes. We kind of finished our mini series while we were going through things that you guys can do to help with enrollment, since we're obviously in the right in the middle of enrollment season. But then we've had some just great episodes in the past, and we've had over 100 episodes for the School Success Podcast, which is just awesome. So many great people, great interviews, and just great things that I've learned, and I know you guys have learned as well. So we're going to try something. We're going to do some episodes with just highlights of the different things we've learned from the different guests we've had on, and we're going to kind of piece a few of them together for each week, so you guys can kind of get a recap of some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest moments that we've had on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So a little different, but I hope you guys enjoy and get some little nuggets from the episodes that you can, again, as always, take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. So please enjoy this week's highlights and episodes from past episodes on the School Success Podcast. Enjoy.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and I want to echo the same thing. It's been so good. I feel like I have a new friend. We have just connected, and obviously we have a common bond in Christ, and just appreciate what you're doing for Christian education and for leaders out there. I think all of us need encouragement, and when you approached me and said, hey, let's talk, I thought, boy, this is just going to be good for me to think through some things. And also, I've been watching some of your other podcasts, and the other guys have just been such an encouragement to me. And I think a lot of times in leadership, you feel like you're alone. Mm-hmm. And obviously in Christ, we're not. But to have other guys walk beside you and say, hey, this is something we're trying, it's always been an encouragement to me. And I'm just honored to be here today.
Now that technology is so prevalent, the hard part is, you know, how do we actually realize even the limitations? And you know, that there's both digital learning and analog learning, and we have to really leverage the strength of both worlds. And I think today it's really important for us as academic anthropologists to really study how humans really learn, as opposed to thinking that we are content, you know, what is it? We're hoarding content. We're not. We're actually curating content today.
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show.
And what we started to do was making sure that our students were exposed to the Word of God. As a faculty and staff, we began praying over every single family, every single staff member, every single student, 5 days a week, every year. And we start to see God work here. Obviously, when you start to bring the Word of God into a school, it's going to expose things. It's going to throw light on things, some things. So we've had some challenges with young people that have struggled with their relationship with Christ, and we've had to work through those. And that also meant that we had to look at how we're discipling young people. And I think a lot of times as heads of schools or administrators, we get sort of into a one track, and we want to make sure the budget's good, make sure our teachers are hired. But the important thing is that we're true philosophically, that we're preparing young people to serve Jesus Christ.
And, and my role as head of school is to really be the protector of that culture. To kind of, again, culture is a fragile ecosystem that you really have to identify the predators. Anyone that looks at our world today, you understand how fragile ecosystems are. There's a balance to everything. You want it to be healthy. You want it to be thriving. And it's one of those things where it was so interesting to see the culture change to become very healthy up at Capital. And I'm really so glad and very grateful to have the opportunity to serve there. That is something that I firmly believe in. It really what brings us joy when we're in a healthy culture. We look forward to going to work every day because, you know, we know what to expect. We know that it's a place that it's worth fighting for.
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
But I think it comes down to, here's who we are. We want to be faithful. We want to be true. We also want to be able to, we've poured in the last 6 years, a ton of professional development for my teachers. We wanted to get them all certified. We want to make sure that we're growing them. And our pastoral staff and church here has been 100% on board, whatever we got to do to train our people to be the very best. And we've seen then what happens is as they're growing, the kids are growing, the parents are growing. We've been doing a lot of surveys and things like that, and just evaluating who we are. And we went through accreditation, going through reaccreditation. I love accountability. We have four different organizations. We have our pastoral staff. We have our parents. We have our church. And deacons that we're accountable to. So we have tons of people. I love accountability. And I think all those things combining are helping us work through the challenges.
If you're an educator out there and you want to lead people with a servant's heart, I would encourage you to prioritize trust. Trust is such an important thing to have with your team, with your students, with your families. And it's hard to build, it's hard to maintain, and it's so easy to lose.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that recap of some of the past episodes we've had on the podcast. And as always, I'm just hoping that you guys can take at least one thing away from any of these episodes that you can take back to your school to make your school better than it is right now. There are so many great things inside of these podcast episodes that we're hoping you guys can take back and use. So if you need to, go back and scan through some of the episodes. You can read through them and see some of the different people we've interviewed, the topics that we've talked about, and maybe you can grab something from there that maybe you're currently in the middle of or you're going through or you just wanted some extra help or guidance on. Great way to kind of scan back through and look at the podcast, but hoping you guys kind of enjoy these kind of quick recap episodes. And as always, I've mentioned it before, we have three great free resources for you guys to check out. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It is the podcast. It's free weekly episodes coming out that we want you guys to make sure you're chiming into and listening to and soaking in. The second one, we have a great Facebook community that we want you guys to make sure you're a part of, completely free. And it's called School Success Makers. So if you're on Facebook, go join in there. I'm personally in there. Love to see you in there as well. Or you can ask questions, connect with some different school leaders that are in there from all over the world. And then the last and last one of all of that is our School Success Report, which you can sign up for on our website currently, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can click the button School Success Report. It is a weekly email that will go out, just kind of going over different articles that our team has written, highlighting some teachers, giving some articles and ideas that we have come across that we want to make sure you guys are seeing as well. So make sure you're getting that every week. Some great content that the team has prepared so we can put it out there for you guys to check out. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, we want to hear from those and we want to hear from you with those. So please contact us through our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and let us know those so we can better serve you guys. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back here next week with another awesome episode as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.